Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic.
Patience, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience. And I think that that's something, I mean, raise your hand if I'm talking to you, okay, that we all could use a little bit more of, and that maybe in this season of our lives, if not every season, are being stretched to learn how to do better with. And I know for me, you know, I'm being tested in a lot of different ways when it comes to patience with my vision and my business, with my toddler and my 11-year-old, in so many different ways. I can only imagine the ways you're being stretched. Send me a DM on Instagram at @JacenteWamala if you want to share. I'd love to hear. But one of my students this week brought up patience as a challenge for her. She's a small business owner. She's got a 9-to-5 and she is, you know, on this journey to build wealth without burning out. And so it really charged me with revisiting, like, well, what is patience first? And, you know, how is it that we can learn to exercise more of it in our journeys? Really, I think it comes down to a few different things. And when we look at the definition, so we have a common working way of looking at what we're talking about right now, it's capacity, right? So that means, like a container, how much can we hold to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering? Now, the wild thing about it is that I think a lot of women have experienced trauma or difficult times, you know, having to go into survival mode to really get by, that I think that we actually have huge capacity for things like delay, trouble, or suffering. But the issue becomes when we get stuck in survival mode and we don't learn how to shift out of it when we're able to, that it burns us out to the point that our capacity is filled up, right? We're filled up with whatever it is that's happening in our lives, that we don't have the space. And so really, it makes me think of how to clear space, how to make room and get rid of things that don't serve us or help us to be able to have the capacity to hold on, to be patient, to wait without being upset or angry, so that, you know, we have an easier time. And so I know for me, there's many examples I could come up with. But for example, let me say for you, if you are, let's say, a small business owner, or you're in a 9-to-5 and you know you want to eventually not be dependent on one stream of income, but maybe it's opening a business, learning how to create passive income streams, so on and so forth, that you are, you know, maybe getting angry and or upset, impatient because of the length of time it's taking for that to be established while you have to deal with trouble, suffering, aka crazy toxic work environment, or, you know, difficult life circumstances, delay, so on and so forth. The question is, like, what can you take off your plate? Like, what can you let go of? What can you remove? What can you delegate, automate? And this is why I talk about being able to get support in certain areas of your life when you start making more money, because it's going to give you room, it's going to give you margin and space to breathe, to think, and to have more patience as you continue to build. Now, if you have not locked down how to make more money, then that becomes your focus so that you can create more margin for yourself, right? Financially and otherwise. So that puts you in a different camp. I will do in a future episode kind of an assessment of where you are in your journey and what you need to focus on in that season. So you want to make sure that you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And I hope that this adds value and encouragement to your day. But really, patience is about trusting the process, trusting your maker to some extent, right? Because if you are a spiritual person, if you are a religious person, then hopefully you operate under the belief that all things are working for your best good at all times, even if it doesn't look like it at the time, even if you don't, you know, see how that could be the case. And for me, overwhelmingly, even though I get impatient at times, I believe at a very fundamental level that I am always being taken care of, and that everything is working out in my favor for my best good at all times. And I say it to myself and I rest in that. And so I also have coaches that help me to be able to stay focused and grounded in knowing that. And so I think it's really about, you know, yourself and what you can do as far as removing things that don't serve you in this season of your life, whether that's through delegation, automation, so on and so forth, or actually removing things like maybe in your house or your office. But also, how can you elicit support, whether it is from your pastor, a friend, family member, a coach, a program, to have the accountability and the reminders to help you to be able to stay encouraged on your journey and create more space for, you know, patience. So if it's not removing things yourself, you can add capacity by having support, by having a community, by being filled up with hope and motivation from like-minded individuals. For example, we have weekly accountability meetings in our community. Today, we had a weekly accountability meeting and ladies are asking questions. They're sharing their wins and challenges, and we're talking through how they can make progress in the next 7 days with what's going on in their lives. And because of it, by the end of the call, ladies who came on feeling one way left the call feeling more encouraged, left the call, you know, feeling lighter, left the call feeling more at peace, more energized, excited, clear about what their next steps are and what they need to focus on as they go into this next week. And so you can add capacity or create capacity by draining or getting rid of things, or adding your capacity, growing your heart, just like the Grinch, if that makes sense, growing your capacity by having the right support in place to help you do that. Now, you have to figure out what that looks like in your journey. I would say take some time to reflect and think about it. I was also talking about, you know, trusting yourself and the intuition and the process that you have, because if you've seen a vision for your life, it's done. Like that's just that. Because it hasn't happened the way that you have outlined or you think it's supposed to happen is where that upset or angriness comes in, because you see it in your mind going one way and there's a different plan or a different path to get there than you thought. So when that's the case, and this is me preaching to the choir, because literally I had to go take a walk yesterday and like talk to myself and keep myself calm, cool, and collected, because I was getting impatient with something that has to do with my business. That you have to remember that whatever it is you see for your life is done. There's nothing that you've seen that hasn't happened yet, if that makes sense. Like the things that you've seen, they've occurred. They might have happened differently than you thought, but everything you've ever wanted is happening or it's on its way. You just have to be like the person in the audience of a movie, patient enough to watch the character walk into the inevitable end of the movie. You are that character and you are the observer of the movie, which I'm sure sounds kind of weird. I'm going to leave that at that. Okay. But trusting yourself, which I'll do another episode on, is going to be huge, because allowing yourself to be able to rest in that is going to be what shifts things for you. Being upset in the moment, being angry and upset, unless you learn how to channel that to turn it into fuel, is just creating more delay. For example, my son's a toddler. Yo, he is wild. Okay. And sometimes I'm trying to feed him and he wants to eat, but because he's fighting me to get in his high chair, he's delaying his own meal. I'm working to get him fed, but he is creating resistance by being angry and upset, impatient. And that act of impatience is actually delaying the thing that he wants. So how many times in our own lives are we doing this to ourselves, where we're creating resistance, we're creating, you know, delay between where we are and where we want to be because of our impatience? And I'll share a little anecdotal stuff, you know, here moving forward, because I think it can be really helpful in illustrating for those who are visual learners and that like analogies and examples, just like how this plays out, you know, on a grander scale. So I just say all that to say that if you're in a season where you know there are things that you want and you need and you see them for yourself and they are not yet present in your material reality, hold on. Pray, be patient, be still, rest in the understanding that your maker has designed for you to be prosperous and abundant no matter what, and that everything is working out in your favor for your best good at all times. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Patience.
If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.